Good morning. Today's Daf and Nazir is Yud. We are on the Mishnah on the very top of Yud and Aleph, and just a quick review of yesterday. Yesterday we opened up the second parak of the Masechta, and we learned together the following. The person says, I'm going to be a Nazir. So far, so good. And then immediately afterwards he says, and that's it, I'm not touching a fig for a month. Okay, so he got the fruit wrong. Okay, in other words, the fruit of choice for the Nazir that he's abstaining from is a grape. And he said fig. And so what does that mean? How do we interpret? What do we do? How do we process the clearly contradictory Nazirs that he made? Now, it's not so much a contradiction as it's just simply wrong. It's incorrect. In other words, the Nazir is not abstaining from figs, and a Nazir is abstaining from grapes. So what do we do over there? How do we interpret? So that is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. No. It's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So yesterday in the opening Mishnah of the second parak, so Beit Shammai says, congratulations, he's a Nazir. And according to Beit Hillel, he is not a Nazir. So what is the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? So that's yesterday's daf. And what we're going to do just simply is go over the very basics. Let's start with Beit Shammai. According to Beit Shammai, the individual is in fact a Nazir. Why? So the Gemara says, because Beit Shammai subscribes to the viewpoint of Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Meir is of the position that a person does not say things in vain. When a person says something, he always has something in mind. A person is thoughtful. A person is intentional. And the person had something in mind. And if it requires that we're going to be interpreting that which he says, so then we'll interpret it to be a Nazir. Here, it's not much of an interpretation that's necessary. He said he's going to be a Nazir. It's contradicted by the second statement that says, from figs. So Beit Shammai says, okay, I'm happy that it's contradicted, but in other words, but he said he's going to be a Nazir. And the Gemara also points out that Beit Shammai is l'shita so. Beit Shammai is of the position that v'ein she'ela behektesh. Ein she'ela behektesh means as follows. I was maktish something. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, that was a mistake. I made a mistake. I'm going to go to a chacham. I'm going to ask him to go ahead and rescind my hektesh. You can't go to a chacham, you can't undo it. Why? Because hektesh betos is considered hektesh. And so even though you did it mistakenly, but you did it, and therefore it's going to be chal, it's going to apply. Good, so that's the shita of Beit Shammai. So when you say, hareini nazir, min agrogris, you're going to be a nazir. And then what about Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you this far behind Beis Hillel. Now the truth of the matter is that in yesterday's daf we entertained not one but two different svaras for Beis Hillel. And as I mentioned yesterday, Tosos does give explanation in terms of why it is that he offers two. Let's just go over both. It's a short daf today. Let's go over both. So number one, the Gemara says is that according to Beis Hillel, what you do is you always take the totality of a statement, meaning the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yossi, which is really primarily presented in Temura, and when a person is making a statement, and even though there are segments of the statement, and even if they seem if there's tension between the two statements, nevertheless, we're going to take the totality of the statement, and we try to the best of our ability to synthesize. The Gemara in Temura talks about a person says this animal over here is an ola and a shlamim, right? Temura's ola, Temura's shlamim. An animal can only be one type of carbon. How can it be both? Okay, so without getting into the specifics, it can work. We can make it work. Okay, so in other words, you take the totality of the statement. Over here, Beis Hillel says you have to take the totality of the statement. He said Nazir, but he also said that Grogris. Grogris is clearly not part and parcel of a Nazir. So you have to take the entire statement. What he's trying to do with that second part is retract from the first part. Okay, and that's why he's not going to be a Nazir. Additionally, that was svara number one. Svara number two for Beis Hillel, additional to that, is that he subscribes to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has presented in the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says, I'm committing myself to offer a mincha offering from barley. There is no mincha offering from barley. Now, I say that knowing that that's not true, meaning that there's a sota offering that's barley, and there's an omer offering that's barley, but that's it. Those are the only two exceptions. There is no such voluntary mincha as a barley mincha. It does not exist. And he says, I'm volunteering. I'm committing myself to bringing a barley mincha. So Rabbi Shimon says, now there's a Mishnah over there, and there is a sheet of the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Shimon's of the position, there is absolutely no, there's no hektish, there's no commitment. Why? Because that's not derech hamiz nadvim. That's not how people donate. No one is offering a voluntary barley offering. and so therefore it has no validity to it whatsoever. So the same thing over here. When you say you're going to be a Nazir from Grogaris, no such animal exists. Okay, pun intended. It doesn't exist, and therefore it's just simply disregarded. Just simply, it's simply dismissed. Ad kan, that is yesterday's daf. So when you say you're going to be a Nazir from Grogaris, so Beisil says that you're not a Nazir. Beishamah says you are a Nazir. And oh, by the way, that is an oversimplification of yesterday's daf, because there is also a Rav Yehuda version of Beishamah that was presented yesterday in the Mishnah. There was a Braisa yesterday of Rabbi Nassan's presentation of Machlokes Beishamah and Beisil. There was not only one, but there were two versions of Rabbi Nassan yesterday. So the truth of the matter is that obviously there was a lot more meat left on that bone of yesterday's daf. But in terms of the basics of yesterday's daf, so we just chazered it. Why did I do that? A, chazar is fantastic. But B, it is absolutely related to today's daf. Now, the mission that we're about to learn together in today's daf is going to be unusual. Okay? It's clear. What's going to happen in the mission in today's daf is cows are going to be talking. And doors are going to be talking. And as I'm sure you know, cows don't talk, doors don't talk. Okay? We do have moments in time where a donkey spoke. That part's true. But, however, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos points out that the Piyah Asom was created during Bein HaShemashos of creation, meaning that that was a nace that was embedded into a moment of time. But the truth of the matter is that we all understand that animals do not talk, neither do doors. So when animals talk and doors talk, as we're going to see in our Mishnah, what are we doing over here? We're basically animating. Okay, and animation is something that we're all familiar with, right? A cottage industry called movies is based on animation. And so over here, we're animating. In other words, we are ascribing a thought to an animal. Oh, that animal must be thinking. Okay, we do this with our pet dogs. No, I do not own a dog. And so I'm just so used to saying no to my kids for all these years that I just got into the, you know, into the father mode. So the I kind of like dogs also. So anyway, we animate, we ascribe thoughts to them. So over here in the Mishnah, as we're going to be talking about talking cows and talking doors, really all we're doing is just simply animating. We're just simply saying, this is what I think they're thinking, and as a result of that, a Nazir commitment may or may not have been made. So far, so good. I know it sounds a little bit strange. Even as we go through the Mishnah, it's still going to sound strange. But again, though, the obviously takeaway points of today's daf is not the bizarre nature of the Mishnah, but obviously the concepts and the constructs of the Machlokes Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, which we get to revisit. Amar Amra Parazu. So a person says the following. Here's what the cow is saying. Hireini Naziri Momedis. I'm going to be a Nazir if I stand. So the cow right now is on the ground, and the cow is not getting up, refusing to get up, as if it's saying. Now, already, by the way, I'm providing for you the better understanding of the Mishnah, because that's exactly how the Gemara is going to explain it. Meaning that's, I said as if it's saying. The Mishnah is not saying that. The Mishnah is saying, it's saying. But again, as we all know, right, the Mishnah understood. And the Gemara gives voice to this understanding. It's as if it's saying. So the cow is saying, look, getting up right now, it's a real struggle. Okay? And if I do get up, so Hareini Nazira, I'm going to be a Nazir. Now, the I over here is talking about the cow. Of course. Of course. So I'm going to be a Nazir. We know we're talking about the cow. Just look at the gender of the Mishnah. Hareini Nazira. That's talking about the para. It's talking about the cow, female. So Hareini Nazira imamedes. Im Omedes. Sorry. Okay. Im Omedes Ani. Sorry. So, Omer Adela says, alternatively, we're going to do the same thing, but now we're going to do it with a door. The door is stuck, refusing to open. And, so, Omer Adela says, Hareini Nazira, Im Niftach Ani. And again, this stubborn door, It's like it's saying, and again, I know I'm already providing the better pshat in the Mishnah, but the door is saying that I'm going to be a Nazir if I finally get to open up. So basically, now the cow and the door is stuck, and you know they're giving themselves a pep talk, a motivational speech, and then I'm going to be a Nazir. If I get up, I'm going to be a Nazir if I open up. So Beit Shammai Omrim Nazir, Beit Hillel Omrim Einu Nazir. So Beit Shammai says Nazir, and that he is in fact going to be a Nazir, and Beit Hillel says that he is not going to be a Nazir. Okay. You hopefully at this point in time appreciate the parallel structure between today's Mishnah and yesterday's Mishnah. Meaning the punchline is exactly the same as we said yesterday. Obviously the cases are different, but the parallel structure is the same. And the parallel structure continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Afka Shamar Beit Shammai Lo Amru Ella the Omer Hare Parazu Alai Karban Im Omedisi. And Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Beit Shammai is not talking about, the conclusion is not going to be that you're going to be a Nazir, but rather the conclusion is going to be that the animal now is going to be serving as a karban. Right? In other words, the result of this statement of your commitment is that the animal is going to be a karban, not you're going to be a Nazir. Imo Medici, if in fact the animal does in fact get up. Okay. Adkan that takes us through a Mishnah, which immediately the Gemara jumps on, and the Gemara asks the obvious question, Parmi Kamishtai. The cow is not talking. Cows don't talk. So what is the Mishnah talking about? Okay, so obviously, in other words, at the first reading of the Mishnah, what the Gemara did is the Gemara read the Mishnah, Kipshuto. The simple pshat in the Mishnah is, hey, cow struggling to get up. Cow is saying, I'm making a commitment of Nazirus if I get up. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. Dor is doing the same thing as well. So, and the Gemara says, okay, great. I read the Mishnah. The cow isn't talking. Obviously, the Mishnah is trying to teach us something. What's happening? So over the course of today, all we're going to do today, it's really simple and straightforward, and that is that we're going to offer not one, but two different pshatim in the Mishnah in terms of what is going on in the Mishnah, what's the pshat, and what are the takeaway points based on the pshat. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, so this will be approach number one for today, the approach of Rami Bar Chama, and that is Hacha B'Maiskin and Kigon Shai Sapar Revut Filafanav. So once again, we're going to start off with the same scene. The cow is squatting in front of you, and Amar, Kisvura Parazu Eina Omedes. And so what we do over here is that Kisvura Parazu, right? It's as if the cow is thinking. Again, animation, right? I'm providing a thought for the cow. I'm basically giving a narrative to the cow, right? It's as if the cow is saying, Hareini Nazir Bisara Im Omedes Me'aleha, that I will be a Nazir from the meat of the cow, Im Amda Me'aleha, if in fact it gets up. The amda meala, and in fact it gets up. Okay, so over here, so first of all, the cow's not talking. I'm providing the thought. I'm ascribing, assigning a thought to the cow. And that is that, look, the cow's struggling to get up. And it's as if it's saying that I'm going to be a Nazir from the meat of the cow if the cow, in fact, gets up. So, and in fact, the cow does finally get up. Now over here, what's the key point over here in Rami Bar Chama's interpretation of the Mishnah? I'm going to be a Nazir, not eating the meat of the cow. In other words, basically, it's the same point that we made yesterday. In other words, in yesterday's daf, what did we learn about? I'm going to be a Nazir from figs. Again, you got the fruit wrong. Over here, I'm going to be a Nazir from meat. Once again, you missed totally. You're not even talking about fruit, you're talking about meat. Okay, and you attached your Nazir's condition to whether or not the cow gets up or does not get up. But again, that's not the critical point according to Rami Bar Chama. Critical point over here is that I'm going to be a Nazir from meat. Now, and now all we're going to do is everything we learned yesterday, plug in right into today's daf. Just like in yesterday's daf, when you said, I'm going to be a Nazir from figs, according to Beit Shammai, the result is you are a Nazir, period. And according to Beis Hillel Omrim, Lo Have Nazir. Good. And Beis Hillel will tell you, no, just like in yesterday's daf, we learned that you are not going to be a Nazir when you conclude your Nazir's commitment with saying how you're not going to eat figs. So over here, when you say that I'm not going to be, I'm sorry, when your commitment is I'm going to be a Nazir, not eating meat, so same conclusion. Good. So this is the pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is just simply providing the same point of yesterday, obviously through a much more creative and imaginative demonstration of cows talking and doors talking. But again, cows and doors are not talking. I'm just simply ascribing a thought to them. But basically what I'm saying is that if that cow gets up, if somehow that cow gets up, I'm going to be a Nazir. But the key point, according to Rami Bar Chama, is I'm going to be a Nazir and not eat the meat of that animal. Okay. One more time. What's Rami Bar Chama going to do with the door? So hold that thought. So Amar Rava Tartitla. I'm sorry. The Hamra Be Shamay Echad Zimna. So the Gemara says good. So as far as creativity is concerned, we're going to score it a ten. So the out of ten. So but meanwhile, good. I love the creativity. What's the novelty? What's the chiddush? Oh, so now all you did through creativity is come up to the same point that we learned yesterday. So that was yesterday's daf, the beginning of the second perek. So now mission number two. So great, it's great imagination, but we haven't learned anything new. So I'm a Rava Tarti Tla v'chein Tani Rabbi Chia Tarti Tla v'chein Amar Rabbi Yoshia Tarti Tla. So the Gemara says, so here's what we're learning anew, and that is that repetition. Meaning 2-3, 2-3, 2-3. Rava said it, Rabbi Chia said it, Rabbi Yoshia said it. Meaning that sometimes a point is made, not once, but twice, even a third time, and with the subtle nuances and chidushim introduced with every example that's given. The Gemara spells it out. Utsricha. Deet mar baha, migrogrusud vela hasamudam rebeshame avinazir, mishum de milchafim ba'anavim. Look, in yesterday's Mishnah, so he got the fruit wrong. But he was at least in the world of fruit, meaning he knew, a nazir. That's right, nazir's not allowed to eat a certain fruit. Which one is it? Oh, that's right, it's figs, right? And everyone's looking at him. No, it's not figs, but you were close. At least it's an understandable mistake. You were thinking fruit? Good. You were in the fruit aisle. At least you were in the right aisle. Ava basba navam lo mechlef. Okay, fine. But over here, if you said meat... Okay, fruit and meat, not the same aisle, different parts of the store. So how in the world did you say you're going to be a Nazir, and meanwhile, your point of abstention is meat? How in the world could you make such a possible mistake? And without the example of the busser of our Mishnah, today's daf, I would have thought, you're so wildly off, there's no way you could be a Nazir. And so V'i and my busser, so ha'cha hu da'amri v'sham have a Nazir, I'm sorry. Let me do that again. V'i et mar basar. Now, had we had today's example, not yesterday's example, so hachu damri beishamay have a nazir, so bibsara v'chamra, ava migrogris udvela lo kamash malan. And we can make the argument in the other direction as well. Meaning, what accompanies wine? We all know what accompanies wine. Meat accompanies wine. Meaning, if you're sitting down for a fancy dinner, otherwise known as Shabbos, so what do you have? You have meat and you have wine. So in other words, how did this person get from being a Nazir and wine to meat? It's very simple. In other words, think about a nice dinner. At a nice dinner, you're going to have wine and meat. So he said meat, but I get it. In other words, I get how the connective tissue works in his brain. In other words, that's what you normally do. But how in the world did you get from wine to figs? What is that? So had I only had today's daf and not yesterday's daf, so I would have thought... I can understand the thought process of getting from wine to meat, but from wine to figs, what is that? That's why I need yesterday. Good. So now I have an understanding of why it is that the Beis Shammai point is articulated both by figs and by meat. We have one left to do. That's the door. Iyamart hani tarte. So hani hu dekamri Beis Shammai. Aval dales ema modulu lebeisilo. So, but if I said door, so now door is what? It's not a food. It's right. It's a piece of wood. Right? With utility. It's a door. So now what? So now, in the example of the door, so obviously I would have thought there's no way you say you're going to be a Nazir, and then you say you're going to be a Nazir abstaining from the door? Like, what does that even mean? Okay, exactly the point. Huh? Oh, maybe, right, I was thinking, right, maybe using it. But as the Gemara is pointing out right now, that's so far off from eating figs or eating meat. But okay, yeah. And again, and now. So obviously, Delos for Beis Shammai represents the biggest Kiddush, obviously. So good. So how about this? How about that? Just give me the example of the door, and then we'll figure out the case of the figs and figure out the case of the meat. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. So if I only had the example of the door, you have to take in account, it's not just Beis Shammai that we're amplifying. We're also amplifying the Shita of Beis Hillel. And so if we only had the example of door, so here's what I would have said. Yeah, if you think Nazirus has anything to do with a door, Basil tells you you're not a Nazir. Okay, but what about instead of door, I said figs, or I said meat. So that's exactly the point. So I would have thought that Basil would agree to Beit Shammai, had the only example being given was that of the door. So kamash malan delo. Okay, good. So Ad Kan, that is the first approach in today's daf. I know it's early in the daf today. It's a short daf. But Ad Kan, that's the first approach in the daf today. And that is when our Mishnah says that I'm going to be a Nazir. Why? Because the cow told me so. But that's not Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chaba is saying that I'm ascribing a thought to the cow. The cow is saying that if in fact I do get up, so then I'm going to be a Nazir, meaning, and I'm basically co-signing on that Nazirus. And the cow, in fact, gets up, so now I'm going to be a Nazir. But the point, however, is that my Nazirus will translate into, and I'm not eating the meat of that animal. Okay. Right? So far, so good. So the cow getting up is now what? So the cow now getting up is a Tanai in order to get this Neder going. Good. And again, according to Rami Bar Chama, what's the point now of our Mishnah? It's really just a repeat of what we learned yesterday. All right, so why repeat? The Gemara says because they're subtle. These subtle examples, each one of them provide its own mini chiddush. Good. So far, so good. And now we're up to the second half of today's daf. I know we didn't turn the page yet today, but basically, if I were to break the daf into two parts, here we are with the second part of today's daf, and that is going to be our second approach of the Mishnah. And that's going to be Rava. First, Rava says, I don't like Rami Bar Chama's approach to the Mishnah. Amar Rava Mikatani im Amda Me'eleha. In other words, according to Rami Bar Chama, what is a really critical part of the whole Mishnah? The cow has to get up on its own. Amda Me'eleha. Meaning that was a thought that you provided for, that you assigned to the animal. Right? It's as if the animal is saying, if I get up on my own, so then I'm going to be a Nazir. Okay? Amda me'elaha. So that's a really critical component to the entire construct of the case according to Rami Bar Chama. Rava, basically, his criticism of Rami Bar Chama is the Mishnah does not say amda me'elaha, which becomes really important. And then a critical point is left out of the Mishnah. Rava says, I don't think that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Elama Rava Kagon. So here we now go with the second approach of our Mishnah. Now this second approach of our Mishnah, according to Rava, so I'll just say it as a general point, obviously we'll see it inside, and that is Rava's not going to attach today's Mishnah to yesterday's Mishnah. Meaning, Rami Bar Chama had the approach in which basically today's yesterday, it's they complement one another. They're making the same point. And again, subtle chidushim in each example given, three examples in total. According to Rava now, our Mishnah is a standalone Mishnah making its own separate unique point. What's the point of our Mishnah? Let's see it together inside. El Amar Rava Kegon Shai Sapar Revutza Lavanav. Amar. Hare Alai Karban. Okay, so what's happening now is, again, we're going to start off with a cow that's squatting in front of you. So, and it's if the cow is basically testing us. You ain't getting me up. There's no way I'm getting up. And Amar, now the person says, obviously the person's talking. So Hare Alai Karban. So I'm going to bring this animal as a carbon. So in other words, what the person is saying is that if, in fact, I'm somehow successful in getting this animal up, so this animal will basically serve as my carbon. Carbon for what? Carbon for being a Nazir. Ah. In other words, if this animal gets up, so this animal now is going to be my carbon Nazir. That's the statement that's being made by the individual. Okay. Couple problems over here. The Gemara doesn't discuss this, but the Rush does. And that is, we know that when a Nazir successfully concludes his Nazirus, so he's going to be bringing three Karbanos. Of those three Karbanos, which one is a cow? Right. So none of them are a cow. So as much as I understand the idea of Rava, the Rush points out over here, Tosos also. So the Rush points out over here, the cow is not one of the animals, so what's going on over here? So the Rush, it's an interesting Rush. So the Rush says that when you bring your concluding carbonus for Nazirus, you're in the base of Mikdash anyway. So you're going to be bringing a complement of other karbanos as well, right? Obviously, nedava, a voluntary karbanos, but anyway, so other karbanos could be brought at the time as well. Okay. Anyway, it's a technical point, but it's an important point. So what's happening now in the Mishnah is that if this animal gets up, this animal now is going to be a carbon for the conclusion of my Naziris. So the Gemara says, okay, Rava, that's interesting. There's two cases in the Mishnah. One's the cow and the other's the door. What are you doing if the door opens up? I'm going to bring the door to the Beis HaMikdash and offer the door as a carbon. Now it happens to be, I'm just thinking creatively. Today's a creative Mishnah. And it's totally available and open for creative thought. So I was thinking that, yeah, you could bring the door as a carbon. In other words, you just simply take the wood of the door and use it as a fuel for the for carbonos. Okay, I'm not sure why, but the Gemara doesn't want to go there. And the Gemara just simply says, look, an animal can become a carbon, a door cannot become a carbon. So bishlama, so par bas carbon he, ela deles bas carbon he. So the Gemara says, you can't do that. In other words, a door can't become a carbon. So ela mareva, so the Gemara says, okay, so we're workshopping. Meaning Rava is going to be giving a second approach, but it takes the Gemara just a moment to workshop the second approach of Rava.
So, metal
right? Right? Maybe. Okay. So Alam Rava could go Shaisa Paravu Solofanov. Okay. So here we go again. Let's go. This is now the Gemara's workshopping of Rava. Rava's workshopping of Rava. So once again, the cow squatting in front of him. The assignment, the ascribing is of the cow is that basically, I'm not getting up. Good luck in getting me up. And Amar, and we're on the top of the Amud Beis. Harein nazir miyayinim lo amda. And the person's declaration is that I'm going to be a nazir from wine. Meaning, over here, there is no ambiguity towards what naziris is. The person making the neder knows exactly what it means to be a nazir. I'm going to be a nazir. I'm not going to have any wine. Im lo amda. If the cow does not get up. And amda me eleha. So now what happens is the following. So over here, the cow did in fact stand up. Bechamay savre torfe dehaigavra mishum ukma biyadehu vahalo ukma. Now over here, the defiant cow basically right challenging you. You ain't getting me up, and you saying, well, no, I'm going to get you up. And if I right and if I'm successful in getting you up. So I'm going to become a nazir, and then the cow stands up on its own. So Beis Shammai will tell you, Beis Shammai savei torfei dahi gavra mishum ukma biyadehu v'halo ukma. So and Beis Shammai will tell you, look, what was the condition that you're going to stand the animal up? That's not what happened. In other words, the cow did win, so to say. In other words, the challenge was you're not getting me up, and let me say you didn't get the cow up. The cow stood up on its own. So and one point of clarification: I realized I made a small mistake. Look back at his at the Tanai. Hareini nazir miyain im lo amda. Right, I'm going to be nazir if I can't get you up. So Beit Shammai says, you know what? You didn't get him up. The cow got up on its own. And so therefore now, you are in fact going to be a nazir.
Isn't the cow saying this though?
No. All this is assigning a thought to the cow. It's animation. That's all it is.
Again, but isn't it the cow's viewpoint? It's not his viewpoint?
It's his viewpoint of what the cow is thinking. Again, that's not the simple reading of the Mishnah, as I point out in the beginning.
Right.
But in other words, but what the Gemara is understanding is that in other words, the Mishnah. The Mishnah.
If it's the cow, then how do you make somebody else a nazir?
Right. So because you're assigning the thought to the cow, so obviously you're now saying, here's what the cow is thinking, again, according to me, and what is now going to result of that thought. So that thought now, the cow is basically challenging me, you're not getting me up. And if I can't get the cow up, I'm going to be a nazir. And so now, the result. So Beit Shammai says, that you didn't satisfy the condition because the condition was to get the cow up and you did not get the cow up. And Basil will tell you no. In other words, the challenge was somehow that cow is going to get up. Doesn't matter how it's going to get up. Either I'll get it up or it'll get up on its own. And if that doesn't happen, I'm going to be a Nazir. And now it got up. You said you're going to get it up. Doesn't matter. In other words, the point is that whether you got the cow to stand, it stood on its own. Hakam. And therefore, Harini Nazir Mayayin im lo amda. And it was omid. It stood up. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ihachi masefa amr avi hudaf kesham rabbe shamay lo amru. Ela be omer hare hein alai karban. So para kimatfis ba midi. So the Gemara says, So this pshat now of Rava, as the Gemara is workshopping. So this pshat of Rava, here, Ben, if you want, I got a spot here. This pshat of Rava, the Gemara says, I'm not crazy about this pshat, and I'll tell you why. What comes out now over here, we're now going to the second half of the Mishnah. In the second half of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, just like in yesterday's Mishnah, and today's Mishnah as well, Rabbi Yehuda makes the following. And that is that when Beit Shammai says that there will be in effect from your statement, it's not the pshat you're going to be a Nazir, but rather, according to Rabbi Yehuda, just that the pshat is, the effect is going to be, that the animal is going to be a karban. Right? It's not Nazirus, it's Hekdesh. The animal is going to become a karban. Like we said in yesterday's daf, like we repeated again today. But I don't understand. In other words, the way Rava now is presenting his reiterated pshat of the Mishnah, it's that if the cow gets up, if the cow doesn't get up, I'm going to be a Nazir. In other words, in my Nazirus, the only relationship between the cow and my Nazirus is whether or not the cow gets up. And the only thing we are deliberating is, do I have to get the cow up, or even if the cow stood up on its own? But in other words, I then don't understand the dialogue in the Mishnah. The Mishnah then has a discussion of, what is happening? Are you becoming a Nazir? Is the cow becoming a karban? I don't understand. If the statement was, I'm going to be a Nazir from wine, so the only thing the cow has to do with this equation is whether or not it gets up or it doesn't get up. How could there possibly be a voice in the Mishnah, which there is, that what Beit Shammai meant is that the cow is going to be a karban? That has nothing to do with the scenario. So the Gemara says, okay. So one more try, and this will be the final word chopping of Rava. Ela kagon da amar hareni nazir bi besara im lo amda. I'm going to be a nazir from the meat of the cow if, in fact, the cow does not get up. And then amda me'ala, and the cow gets up on its own. Okay, so basically what's happening over here is the following. Here in this final view of Rava, the final explanation of Rava, so really there are now two points to consider over here. Number one, I'm going to be a Nazir, but then I add, and I'm not eating the meat of this animal when I become a Nazir. What? The meat of the animal and your Nazirs have nothing to do with one another. All right, Nazirs translates in wine, not meat. Okay, but you said I'm not going to be a Nazir from the meat of the animal. Furthermore, additional to that, it will be contingent on me getting the animal up. If I'm successful in standing this animal up, I'm not going to be a Nazir. Meaning, but if I fail in my attempt to get this animal up, so then I am going to be a Nazir. So over here, it's a compound of two issues. One, my mistaken conception of what Nazirus means. I'm going to be a Nazir, not eating the meat of this animal. Two, I'm attaching it to the condition of me successfully getting the animal up. Then what happened was, now this next part we know already. The animal did get up, but not through your efforts. The animal got up on its own. So Beit Shammai Savre, Torfei Deu Gavra, Mishum Ukma Biyadehu Valo Ukma. So Beit Shammai says, okay, you didn't fulfill the condition. In other words, you said you were going to get the animal up. The animal didn't get up because of your efforts. The animal got up on its own. And so therefore now, the only way that you were going to bypass the Nazirus is only if you were able to get the animal up. But you didn't. It stood up on its own. And Basila will tell you, look, your Nazirus was going to be averted if the animal stood up. The animal stood up. I know you said you're going to get the animal up, but it doesn't really matter. As long as the animal stood up, so then Nazirus is averted. Good. The Gemara says, this final approach of Rava in our Mishnah, I don't really get it. I don't understand. If your conception of Nazirus is that I'm going to be Nazir, not eating the meat of this animal, So then what in the world would Beis Hillel say regarding, depends on whether you got it up, whether it stood up on its own? I don't even understand. Go back to yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, Beis Hillel taught us that when you say you're going to be a Nazir, and immediately afterwards give a give an incorrect example of what being a Nazir means. Yesterday's daf, I'm going to be a Nazir not eating figs. Beis Hillel says he's not a Nazir. Today's daf, I know, I'm going back to Rami Bar Chama. I'm going to be a Nazir not eating meat, not using the door. So again, these are just simply incorrect assertions of what a Nazir is. Beis Hillel says you're not going to be a Nazir. So I don't understand, even in Rava's somewhat complicated explanation of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel would say that the individual is not a Nazir, period. Having nothing to do with whether or not the cow stands up, the cow doesn't stand up on its own through your effort. What difference does it make? If you think Nazir means I'm not eating meat, so then, according to Beis Hillel, you're simply not a Nazir. What is going on? So the Gemara says, fine, so on this point, l'tamai de beshamai kamrei. So what Beis Hillel is doing is basically, Beis Hillel is stepping out of their own shoes for a moment. This happens often throughout the Gemara, is that even as they're having debates, so within a debate, so one of the litigants of the debate will say, here, I'm going to walk away from my position for just a moment. Let's talk on your terms. Meaning, based on what you think, let's have the following discussion. So the Gemara says that's exactly what's happening over here. Look, Beis Hillel says, look, if I were to step back into my shoes for just a moment, this entire discussion becomes irrelevant. The cow got up on its own. You got it up. Doesn't matter. Meaning, as far as we're concerned, if you think Nazir means you're not eating meat, you're not a Nazir. Good. So, but now, but now we step out of our own shoes, and now we enter into your world, Beis Shammai. Damriso have a Nazir. You think that when a person says he's going to be a Nazir from and abstain from eating meat, the individual's a Nazir, but odili mias, but at least look, within your position, you're going to have to give into the following. De torfe dahadan gavra mishum de revia v'akamt. In other words, over here, your Nazirus is attached to the fact that you're not going to be able to get the animal up, but it's not really a function of your effort. It's just really what you're focusing on is that dumb cow is not standing up. And I'm going to be a Nazir if I can't get that dumb cow to stand up. But the truth of the matter is it doesn't really matter how it got up. Your efforts, not your efforts, right? Aren't you going to agree with me? So, and Beis Shammai, I love, and Beis Shammai will tell you no. Torfei dahai gavra mishum ukma biyadehu valo ukma. And what Beis Shammai will tell you is that no. In other words, over here, the thrust of the argument is, and the condition is set on whether or not I can get the animal up. If I can get the animal up, so then I avert Nazirus. If I can't get the animal up, even though it stood up on its own, I have not averted Nazirus. Okay. Let's quickly recap. Let's review. Okay. The Mishnah describes the cow talking. The Mishnah describes the door talking. And the Gemara goes on to explain the cow's not talking, the door's not talking. What's happening over here is the following. We have two views of how to understand our Mishnah, Rami Bar Chama and Rava. Rami Bar Chama says that basically what's happening over here is that I'm looking at the cow and I'm saying that I will be a Nazir from the meat of the cow if the cow in fact gets up. But in other words, but the point according to Rami Bar Chama is that my conception of Nazirus is abstention from meat. Oh. Similar to yesterday's daf, where my conception of Nazirus is abstention from figs. And basically, according to Rami Bar Chama, what's our Mishnah doing? Repeating what we learned yesterday, but A, through creativity, and B, just also to give other examples. Examples of meat, examples of doors, meaning this is my misconception of what a Nazir means. But in other words, but it is a review. Rava, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Oshi all said, Tarte Otlas, three different ways of expressing or giving examples of what it means of the Shita Vesel, each one of them presenting its own Chiddush. That was approach number one. Approach number two is the approach of Rava. Now, what we got to see in real time is Rava basically workshopping his approach. Okay, but when all said and done, this is a summary now. So what Rava's saying is that over here, you're assigning a thought to the cow. You're assigning a thought to the door. If I can't get you, the dumb cow, to get up, if I can't get you, the dumb door, to open up, so then I'm going to be a Nazir. So in other words, so over here, you're attaching your Nazirus to your inability to get the cow up or to the inability to get the door to open. And furthermore, you also think that Nazirus is somehow an abstention of meat of the animal, and Nazirus is an abstention from the usage of the door. Okay. The door example obviously is even stranger than the animal. Good. So that is the thought. But the now what is now the machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? According to Rava, the cow did get up, but not through your effort. Does that qualify? In other words, you said I'm going to get that dumb cow to get up, and the cow got up, but not through your effort. So now, was that a satisfaction of your condition? And that really then becomes the whole machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, a really technical point regarding. The question of, you said you were going to get the cow up. The cow did get up, but not directly through your efforts. Okay. And that becomes the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Rava's understanding of the Mishnah. Adkan.
Are you making it tonight?